Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President-elect Donald Trump's transition team is holding meetings with some high-profile people today, and Hillary Clinton gave her first speech since conceding the election last week. So let's check in with Matt Visor. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. He joins us on Skype. Matt, welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first of all, Matt, the president-elect is meeting today with a number of high-profile people at Trump Tower in New York. Who are they, and what roles could they potentially play in his administration?
Yeah, so some of them are sort of past officials. Henry Kissinger is one of the people he's meeting with. He's also meeting with Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, which is an interesting choice and some that people point to as a potential person in his administration. So it's sort of a mix of different folks that he's meeting with today and keeping a busy schedule. Tonight, he is having a meeting with Prime Minister Abe from Japan, one of his first face-to-face meetings with a foreign leader. It's a little bit of a delicate period. President Obama is overseas, you know, on his final foreign trip. So President-elect Trump seems to be conscious of the fact that he still has 2 months before he assumes office. So he's wanting to project some kind of statesmanship, but sort of not over-project it.
Well, let's back up here a bit, Matt, because you were talking about Nikki Haley as a name being floated for a cabinet position in the Trump administration. She didn't support him during the election.
Right. And that is something that raises a lot of eyebrows with this kind of a meeting. A lot of the people that Trump has been looking at to fill his administration are the kind of people who've been loyal to him. That's something that Donald Trump, sort of holds in highest regard. So it's, you know, kind of a watched meeting to see whether Trump can accept or talk to people who were not supportive of him, because there's been a lot of reports of other people calling in or trying to have an impact on the transition, and the Trump people completely rebuffing them, sort of citing sort of the old wounds of even the primary campaign.
Well, let's talk for a moment, if we can, about other names that are being floated here. There's, of course, Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, whose name is being bandied about for attorney general. Now, he just recently proposed again a registry of immigrants that would include Muslims. So talk about that for a moment.
So, I mean, that is an indication of sort of the Steve Bannon part of Trump's orbit, sort of exerting some influence. Kobach has been seen as somebody who's a little bit on the fringes of the Republican Party, but now it's becoming much more mainstream. I mean, I think that's a real indication and an early sort of litmus test for where Donald Trump sees his administration going.
Well, finally, Matt, since we mentioned it in the introduction here, I do want to point out that Hillary Clinton did speak last night at the annual gala of the Children's Defense Fund. It's actually the place where she began her legal career. And here's a little bit of what she had to say.
There have been a few times this past week when all I wanted to do was just to curl up with a good book or our dogs and never leave the house again.
Clinton also did speak rather emotionally about her mother and, you know, acknowledging that she has had quite a powerful political career, and her message to people listening last night was don't give up. But she also she had a defeated look about her. Let's be perfectly honest about that. What do you think is in her future?
It's hard to tell. I mean, the Clintons have had such a prominent role and a shadow, really, over the entire Democratic Party for decades. There's a lot of frustration within the party over how her campaign was run and that she did lose. So it's hard to sort of figure out. Maybe there's a cause or something that she can attach herself to. But as she has said herself, it's going to be a long and painful process to sort of recover from such a defeat.
Well, Matt Visor is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you.